Welcome to Ebony Tales, where every story has a purpose. We're your hosts,
Erin Latrice
and Laish. What's today's tale? Hi, you guys. Today we're going to talk about going out as an adult, a grown person, going outside in a club.
Girl, you make me sound so scary.
In a club, on the floor, getting down. I'm going to be honest, the club for me at 28, I just don't be feeling it. Number one, because of the music. The new music, I don't really feel. Now, if someone had a party that was
Glow.
Yeah, no. I don't want to listen to no Glow. I don't want to listen to no, what's the name, Sexy Red. I don't want to.
Wait a minute. Wait a pumpkin break.
I'm going to be very honest.
You must dip on your chip.
Want to listen to her. Well, baby, I got way too much.
You know, I love the ratchet.
See, I don't.
I'm in the suburb, but I love the ratchet.
I don't. I do not.
What you want to do? You want to go to like easy type situation and listen to Lauryn Hill? Like,
No. Lauryn, no. That's a lounge. That's like lounge music. No offense to Lauryn Hill, though.
We all love Lauryn Hill. Don't do that.
But I'm not going to be dancing to Lauryn Hill like that, like in no club.
I should have said Jill Scott. That would have been more of like a, because Jill got good music. Don't get me wrong. But all I remember is growing up and listening to my mama sing Jill Scott. Like, that's not what I want to go dance to, is basically what I'm saying.
It's not given for me.
But it's crazy that you say that, though, because you was always my dancing partner. Anytime we went to a party, It was always me and you out there dancing. So the fact that you were talking about we didn't have a sexy, we had Trina so big, like the sun.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know the words.
Are you serious?
Real life.
First of all, you couldn't sing it no way. Every other word is a word that you would be blanking out.
Yeah, fact.
If y'all haven't caught on by now, I am the cursor in this duo. Laisha does not curse.
Yeah, real life.
But no, I miss it. Like, for instance, my sister and them still go out all the time. They was at Crew last weekend. They still go to 3000. Like, they go out, and I just be like, I used to do that.
Why don't you go with them?
Because I'm weird. Like, okay, so you know how... No, not like I'm weird. Now, you know I'm fine. Don't do that. I meant like, you know how like you have this friend group, and then you have this friend group, and then you have this friend group, and they never intermingle. I know I would be welcome to go and stuff like that, but it's just like, is it going to be awkward because I'm not a part of like that immediate friend group?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we all kick it at my sister's house, but like, I don't go to like, for instance, it was one of their birthdays. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to me, that just would have been, like, hey, no, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, because I've been in, like, lounge settings. I wouldn't say a club, but, like, a lounge setting with my boyfriend's sister, who I'm close to, and then one of her best friends, and that lady's our best friends. I don't know none of these women. Right? And It was a vibe. We were chilling. They were way older than me, though, but we was chilling. And, of course, I'm still, like, well, people I don't know, I'm still, like, conservative. Because it's, like, I can't, sure, you know, do too much. I don't know you and you don't know me, sort of vibe. That makes sense.
Whereas if he was out with me.
Right, it's different. The vibe would be different. Because I definitely have, like, a lot of videos of us, like, partying and being at a club. And I don't know. To me, it just depends. But I get what you're saying. Because if I'm with some particular friends that I know is not finna dance or not finna do too much, then it's like what I'm feeling.
It's boring.
Well, when we were younger, definitely it was boring, right? Around people who didn't want to do nothing. But as an adult, I don't know. I'm more of a lounge person than I am a club person.
Yes, I'm not saying that I want to still be in the club, like, fully throwing ass. No. But I do, I would love to go to, I can see going to Hush, getting a section, smoking my hookah. Because it's still good rap music going. Like, it's still dancing music. I just don't necessarily have to be up in the middle throwing ass no more. I can be sitting on the top of the couch, vibing, drunk as hell. Yeah. But, like, because I had some falling outs in 2023. I fell out with two of my, like, going out friends. And so now it's like, damn, I didn't realize how much I used to go out with them until I wasn't going out no more. Because don't get me wrong, I still have a bunch of friends. But all my other friends are very like, you want to go to lunch? You want to go to dinner? You want to go to brunch? And I'm like, that's fine and dandy, but I want to go get drunk. I want to put on, not necessarily a whole outfit, but if you know me, then you know. the less clothes, the better. I like a little skimpy outfit, but it still be classy. I'm very much that girl that, like, if I'm naked up top, I'm gonna be fully clothed down below. And if I'm naked down below, I'm fully clothed up
Yeah,
top.
I
Gotta
feel
make it
that.
balance. But
Yeah, because
I
you
miss doing
definitely
that.
were in these streets. And I don't know. I think that, since I have been sober too, I've been sober for over a year now. I think that changes things too. Well, for me, I can still have fun and, have a good time.
I was gonna say, I'd have been to the club and not had a lick to drink and still had a blast.
Yeah, because it's something about when I get sleepy, it's like a high itself. I don't know. When I'm tired, I'm legit high. Because like our last event, we went to karaoke. Like people looking at me like this girl drinking water, she drinking.
Okay, pause, because I was listening to one of my not, but I was listening to one of my podcasts, right? And they were talking about making friends as adults. Remember, I think we've talked about this a little bit about how it's harder as adults because the only friends you got now is the ones you left college with, left high school with, if you're, God's favorite and still friends with one of your friends from high school. And then like the ones you make at work. So they were a group of moms talking about how it's hard making friends as an adult. And it is. Like, you don't go nowhere to like meet people and get to know. But they were talking about Bumble because, Bumble now has a friends version. So, like, you're on there making friends versus like trying to hook up and shit. But I was like, I wonder about that because I have a friend who used it a couple of years ago and I had forgot about it. And she did meet a girl that was real cool. They went to a couple of lunches together. I think they still just text now. Would you try it?
I probably would to connect with people who are like entrepreneurs and like just expand my network and know like
See, you thinking about it work-wise. I'm talking about like social-wise.
girl, yo, look, at this point in my life, I don't want to be your friend so we can talk about rainbows and skies. I want to talk about something that's going to advance me. An event, and we can advance you too. Like, I want to learn from somebody. Those type of friendship. If I start a new friendship, I want them to be able to teach me something because I don't know what I'm going. I don't know what the friendship is going to be for outside of me learning something or us growing together. Like, I don't know what's the point of a friendship. I mean, I could be there. Like, we could be there for each other. We're going through different things, but what happens when you're not going through different things? What happens when life is just going good?
Sure.
And I love supporting people. Like, if somebody needs support, whatever, needs somebody to say, great job, I'm proud of you, that's fine too. But either way, like, I don't want it to be a situation where they're not getting anything from the relationship and I'm not either. I feel like those friendships at this point is pointless. And I don't think I would actively be able to really dedicate enough time to it. Because, and if you think about it, which I always say, the people that you hang out with the most are the people who you become like you pick up people's habits, whether you know it or not, you start to act like those people because you've been around them so much. It is of human behavior to pick up habits.
Yeah, they say birds of a feather flock together, but I don't like that saying because people typically say it when they're referencing something negative. Like when men be like, you and your little hoe ass friends, and you be like, what? They be like, birds of a feather flock together. Your friends are hoes, your hoes. No, that's not the
It's not the case. But at what point in time as an adult do you say, y'all doing too much for me?
I sit stuff out. I don't agree to a thing that everyone does. Like, I'd be like, you might like that, but I'm gonna sit this one out because I could not imagine talking to someone like starting over every other month or every other week or going on this date or that date. I could not imagine that. Like, I don't know, because we was all the Lulu at one point where we all thought, oh, I'm gonna be married with kids in a house by 25. Bitch, I turned 29 this year, and we 4 years late on a lot of that.
And it's that other thing of you see on TV, people go out as adults and they'll have like they'll go home
Getting
or
balloons.
they'll go home with people. You know how on TV,
Can't do that. That's scary.
you get what I'm saying? No, it is, ain't it? But it's like you see all these things on TV and they're like, in a club and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go home with so and so, and they go home with the people and then they be in love. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? On the movies and stuff.
Didn't work out for them, and I'm just like, no, because I had somebody tell me once, they was like, you're still like, single or whatever, because you're not putting yourself out there and doing it. I'd rather be single. I'd rather. I can't. No, I don't want to go speed dating. I don't want to go on the different dating apps. I've never done a single ever, like, ever in my life on a dating app. And I had a friend tell me, like, what? That's the new norm. I don't want that to be
I'm gonna be
normal.
honest. Yeah, I met my boyfriend off a dating app.
That now, wait a minute, because what you call it, met hers on a dating app also, and here it is a year later, and they are engaged, and I'm just like, it works out for some. I feel like it would not for me, and I
Yeah, it is a situation because when I got on there, it was a joke.
Which one was it?
Facebook dating. And so, yeah, I didn't have to go out in a club and meet them and things like that. And as like me personally, as an adult, I don't want to date somebody that I meet in a club. That's just me. Because then you're going to spend the rest of your time in that relationship trying to get them out the club. And I don't got time for that.
Do you remember that time we was at Buffalo Wild Wings and you made me give that nigga my number?
Yes, I do remember that time.
Don't know why that just popped up in my head. Cause I don't know, something about meeting a nigga in the club. Like, what if that had worked out and I met him at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then like that's just the lifestyle we live, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey, that would just be our story.
I guess.
I mean, with some people, you sit there looking at them like, how in the world did they meet? Because how in the world were they in the same place? But
Yeah.
personally, if I was single, I would want to meet my man at the grocery store or something like that. I'm being honest. Meet me in the veggie aisle. Like,
I feel like I would like to meet a guy in the bookstore in the self-help section, because at least he's trying to get his life together.
look, I like that. Because to me, I feel like going out was for finding relationships other than having fun. Like, when as a teenager, well, not a teenager, because I didn't say that, because it's crazy to believe that we were adults in college. So insane to believe, but we were. And I mean, I feel like we did it to have fun, but also to see a man, to see that man that we already know we like, and then see if we can find another.
Yeah, so we got dressed for each other. Like, yes, we want to take cute pictures or whatever, but we was also trying to get in there and pull some niggas. Oh, you want to buy me a drink? Okay, no.
Had our eyes on people we already wanted and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like a lot of people who go out now as an adult, I feel like maybe 75% of them is out to find somebody. And they may not be serious about finding somebody, or they could be finding somebody just to have sex with them. But I do feel like a lot of people go out just for that. Let me just change that because I feel like it's more men who do that. I feel like women probably do go out to have fun with their friends. And they're like, I might meet a man, I might not. But it is what it is. I feel like that's how women go out.
Yeah.
It's like, it is what it is. If I meet them, I do. If I don't, I don't, sort of thing. But I think that, like I said, we got to be more realistic. You meet a man in the club, you cannot be surprised if you're spending your majority of your relationship trying to get him out. Or, if he's super drunk in a club, laid out after y'all done met each other.
It's crazy that you say that, because it's like, okay, I met a nigga in the streets, and it's so hard to get somebody out the streets. Like, it's just, I get what you're saying with that.
Yeah, like you got to be mindful of those things. You can't think that you're just this special person that will just change somebody. Now, sometimes people will change for you, but it's like, you can't get into things thinking you're gonna change somebody's mind about their own life.
No, because typically they show you who they are from the get-go. And you just gotta either accept it or be like, I'm not dealing with this, and move on.
Yeah. But what I will say is when you are going out, I feel like, especially under the influence, when you're drunk, I feel like as girls, we make friends easier. Just going up in the bathroom, we holding her hair.
Girl, get it out.
Oh girl, come on, get up. Your dress get dirty. Pick up your shoes. Don't forget your purse. Pick up your phone, girl. Like legit, we'll turn into best friends with somebody real quick. As if they're part of our little group. Men come up to them. Hey, I'm trying to talk to you. Leave her alone.
She don't know you.
All that. You know what I mean? So, I think those cir the circle of friends kind of gets smaller as you become an adult because everybody got to put stuff on their schedule, and all of us going to sleep at different times, so we can't go out to the same clubs and do have the same sort of club vibes. I did go out. I told you I went to a lounge not too long ago, but before that, I went out with a group of friends and some line sisters to crew. That was my first time going to crew.
Because I was sitting there like, oh, so we going out now? We ain't getting no invite. Oh, okay.
Look, I was invited to a birthday dinner that ended up being a karaoke night after the birthday dinner. And I don't really get that much time to spend with her, so I said, let's go. But before that, I went to crew for the first time, and that was cool because they played all music. And I feel like, in general, if I'm going out, I need to hear 2017 and before. I don't want nothing beyond, I don't think.
You sound like the aunties come out some. Play me some Al Green. What? You want to
No,
hear
not an
some
Al Green.
Get Away You're Moving? Got me in a train. Like, what?
But see, you ain't always got to be that song. It ain't always got to be twerk songs. Some songs are just the vibe. Now, there are a few songs that I feel like translate over and are, some pretty decent songs. But
You trying to swag, huh?
yes, like surface before. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a reason why they play them songs in the midst of the new songs. It's because they're
Yeah,
timeless.
they bop.
Now, some of these songs ain't gonna never be no classic.
Oh, name one.
Like the people that you like listen to, they're not gonna be classics. They're not gonna be classics.
Just because.
Glow and what's her name again? What's her name? Sexy Red, they're not gonna be classics.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, because Lotto, Glorilla, Meg. I'm a girl's girl. I'm gonna always support the girls. Sexy Red. I don't support Suki. I'm sorry. I don't. Sorry.
I mean, I think those are all of them are great people. The music is not. I mean, I like some Megan. I will not lie. Lotto, I think I listened to the clips of her songs from.
Sunday service was a good one. That's the one she just came out with. That was a good one. I don't listen to all a lot of, but I listen to quite a few.
I'm looking for timeless classics.
Like Trina got an ASOB, like something. I hope you got it. Well, I'm gonna run something in
I guess I still, like I said, I don't know the words, but yeah, they play that. They play that like it is.
Oh, all your ladies pop your like this. Chick about it, don't stop, don't. That's a classic.
The fact that you got all the vulgar song, you like
That's
that's the
I
only
like
song,
what I like.
you which is cool.
What's a song that I know that is clean word for word? Some damn Usher. I'm trying to think of like a
Yeah, Usher's
clean
timeless.
girl song that I just like. That's a bop.
A lot of Beyoncé songs are clean.
Girl, I
A lot of well, I feel like a lot of Rihanna songs are clean.
Oh, pause, because before somebody come for me, I'm not against Beyonce. I just don't care for new Beyonce. I like old Beyonce. I like early 2000s Beyonce. All that after 2012, grinding on that wood, grinding on that wood. No, Beyonce, I just want the same. Because one plus one, I can't see, but baby, I'm gonna see it word for word.
How you feel about the country?
Huh? I knew you were gonna try and circle back around to that. You know that girl, hold on, I gotta look up her name. Cause you know they got a little, not a tip attack, cause who got a tip attack with Beyonce? Nobody. But you know the other girl who be singing country, I like that song too. What playlist did I put that in? The Buckle Bunny. There it is. By Tanner Adele. I do like that song. You see, I like her country. I didn't care for Beyonce's country. I don't even get why we went that route.
I haven't.
But you know what? People are saying that it's a power move. Like, obviously, she can't win pop album, so she's gonna go for country album. And it's like, I get that, but at the same time,
So you think it's an album of the year snag?
who else is releasing good country right now?
I mean, I'm not even gonna sit here and flex like I've been listening to it to know who is. I can't even tell you if there's a Grammy. I'm pretty sure there is a genre for the for country, But I can't tell you who's been winning, who hasn't won. Like, I can't tell you none of that. So I can't say there's nobody doing country and killing it. Because number one, K. Michelle is a black woman who also sings R&B. It has transferred to country and has been at, in country for months
Nelly
now.
did country, and it was damn good country too.
Nelly did one song or two.
But you know they always counted him as a country rapper anyway because of his accent. But
St. Louis, nah.
circling back to the topic at hand, going out as adults. Okay, pause because AMC does this thing called unseen screens, or unseen screens like I Scary, and it's basically where you pay $5. You don't know what movie you're seeing until you're sitting down in the theater and it starts. And me and my friend have gone to two of them now. The first one was to see Lisa Frankenstein, and it was a comedy. It was like a drama film comedy. It was funny. I liked it. But this one that we just saw on Monday, boy, it pissed me off for that. It was to see Ordinary Angels. And it is about a little girl who needs a liver transplant. And when I tell you, I have not cried over a movie the way that I did that. Like, I don't cry in movies. Baby, I was using the nasty, salty popcorn soap napkins to try and clean my face in that damn movie. And I was so pissed off. Because, like, I'm thinking, we should go see a movie. It was PG, so I'm thinking it's one of the new animated movies that's coming out. Girl, no. I hear everybody in there snotting. Everybody in there was
Oh
like,
man.
I looked at my friend, I said, this is some bullshit. The movie
Yeah.
was great, don't get me wrong. But I'm thinking a couple of friends were going out for a cute little movie, having fun, and I'm in there crying for 2 hours. Well, it's another one. Okay, so we already bought tickets to the next one because they release tickets to the next one the day after one shows, and it's always on Mondays at 7 o'clock. So we've already bought our tickets for the one on the 4th, and it's PG also. And I sat here because it's always the movie that's not out yet. So like, Ordinary Angels don't come out till next week.
Oh.
Lisa Frankenstein, when we went and saw that, it wasn't out yet. It didn't come out till the following Friday also. So it's basically you previewing a movie and going ahead and putting out like the bug about, oh, that movie's so good. Kung Fu Panda is the next PG movie coming out. And this better be the movie that the Kung Fu Panda 4, that better be what movie this is. Because if it's another drama filled movie and got me in there crying again, I might have to take a break from it.
I'm so weak.
Because I ain't got the energy. Because I go to work on Mondays. So I work from 9 in the morning to 7. So I always miss like the first 5 to 10 minutes of the movie. But I'm fine with that. Like, I paid $5 for it. And so it's like when I get there, I'm already tired from working 10 hours. I want to enjoy myself. So to be sitting there crying for 2 hours, oh, I was pissed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's my going out as an adult now, going to the movies on Monday night. Ugh.
That's fun though. My going out is when we our one friend that has events has something and we go. That's my going out. Or if my boyfriend take me out somewhere. But yeah, that's my going out typically. And I'm going to it like a step show. So step shows be like my going out too.
Man, I ain't even had a date night, and I don't know how long.
Date nights are fun.
Yeah, when you have them. Not you falling out.
It's you though, some yeah when you have them. If you enjoyed this, definitely leave us a review. Also, send us how you go out as an adult and some of your adventures. We out. We hope you had a great time tuning in for this tale. Make sure to tag along for more tales to come.
Liking what you hear? Leave a comment or a view, and don't forget to stay connected with us on Instagram and YouTube.